If you do, this is the entire purpose of us doing this week. Not just to draw near to God, but to pray and believe for those that we love, our friends, our neighbors, whoever it is that you know, that they too would come to salvation. And we're looking to prepare a special service in October that we can invite these people out to know God the way you do. We know that God wants us to go around and preach to everyone and tell them the word and the gospel. But the way we live our lives amongst our family, amongst our neighbors, tells the story of the Christ in us. So we want to be sure that we're after that. Maybe this is your first time at 7 days of prayer or 21 days of prayer. This one's seven. In January, we do 21. But I want to remind you the reason we pray and what our format is. So first we come in and we enter his courts and his gates with thanksgiving and praise. And that's what we just did. Just to prepare our hearts, to talk to him, to commune with him. And then we go into 10 minutes of where we share the word. and we talk about the scripture and why it's important. Why do we talk about it? Because the word is where faith comes from. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. In order to pray, in order to commune with God, we need that faith element. It can't be void of that, or it just becomes repetitions of words. Words on a page, things that you want, that you desire, but no faith in a God that is going to provide that in return. There has to be faith present. So we sow the word of God in our hearts. And then we go into another song, and then we walk into 25 minutes of personal prayer. This is where you're going to pray over these names one by one. This is where what you know about these people in your earthly mind, you're going to release to God. If you know their struggles, if you know what that is. Otherwise, there's these scriptures on the back of the card that we're going to pray during our corporate prayer together. We're going to pray this as a group. And we're also going to spend some time corporately praying in our heavenly language. Because God, the Spirit, knows how to pray for these people that we love. He knows the hangups that they're not releasing. He knows the hangups that you can't see, the things they're hiding behind the walls. And we're going to break those things down in the Spirit. And then the last 5 minutes, we're going to come together and pray these scriptures together. Because in corporate prayer, there's the power of unity. There's the power where two or three come together in His name. And we break down the bounds that hold these people. And that's what we are going to do together today. So that's why we do what we do. But today, Ephesians, the third chapter, and I want to read it. It's the 12th verse. It's very simple, and there's not much to it, but it says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him." And I bring this to our attention because I think that I ask these questions. When I pray, do I have true boldness and confidence in believing what I'm praying? Or am I just tossing out words? Maybe I've got thought patterns about my neighbors that I'm like, you know, I don't know they're ever going to come to Christ. That's not coming to God with boldness and confidence in what it says. Because if we believe what the Bible says, then we believe that Christ is drawing them to Him, and that there's seeds being planted in their lives. Do we pray like we mean it? Or do we just pray lackadaisical, like, I don't even know if God hears me? That's not the boldness that God gave us or the confidence to walk into this prayer week. It says, in whom we have boldness. This means that my confidence is not based on me. My confidence isn't based on you or the church they attend or the church they pass on their way to work. My confidence is in Him, in Christ, and that my relationship with Jesus. When I know that I'm in Christ, I no longer have to be shy about what I ask, but I get to boldly ask what's in my heart according to His will. I'm challenging you today, church. Will you boldly ask for these souls? Will you boldly come before God in spite of what they've done, where they've lived, how they're living now, how far they've ran, that they were once a Christian for their entire life in their youth years, and then they fell away? Will you be bold and ask the hard thing? Because it's not hard for God. It becomes easy. When we come to God with boldness and confidence, with no fear and shame, it changes it because you're asking, because you're a child of God. A child of God. How would you turn away your own child if there's a need in their life, a desire for something that's going to help someone else? I look at the word boldness, and it means a frankness of speech, authority, an unflinching authority in the face of opposition. In the face of opposition, even though some of these people, maybe you've shared before the gospel, and there's an opposition. There's an opposition to you. But when you pray, God says, just come to me with frankness. Just tell me what it is that you want. You don't have to sugarcoat it. You don't have to beg. You don't have to grovel. Just ask me boldly, what is it that you desire? And that's what He's ready to do. It's an absolute confidence. In other words, Abraham in Romans 4:20 and 21, it says that Abram was fully persuaded that God would fulfill his promise. We have to have an absolute confidence that we are persuaded to the core of our being that God is who he says he is, that what he has promised, he is willing to do, that he's willing to take the blinders off that blinds their spirit from seeing. He's willing to draw them, and that he's drawing and wooing them every single day, that he's sending people across their path that will share the gospel so they are given a choice. You can't go against man's free will. But what I do know is that we can provide the atmosphere of boldness and confidence when we ask and sow the seeds for God to do what God's going to do in their life. And at the end of the day, you know that you poured it all out for everyone that you love, for every neighbor that's around you, for every child that's running from Christ in your family, from every aunt or uncle on my list. I know that God has a plan for their lives. Will I stand like Abraham? Will I believe in the promise of God that he wants them saved more than I do? That I want them to know him greater, and that their wisdom and revelation and knowledge of who God is would unlock? When you and I are in Christ and we're in right standing with him, we become convinced that what he promises us when we pray according to his will, he hears and he answers. Church, today I challenge you that you won't just pray, you won't beg, you won't be shy, you won't be timid about what you ask, when you ask, but ask boldly and confidently. Because when you had Christ come into your heart and you became a child of God, you gained access to the throne of God, the God that created the universe, the God that molded you into shape in your mother's womb. If he cares for the lilies of the valley, if he cares for all of this world, how much greater does he care for you and what matters to your heart? Do it boldly today. Pray with authority. Pray with a confidence, and possess everything that God has for us today, for the lives of these others as we stand today, for the ones that we love. Let's pray.
Cries, holy. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply longing just to bring something back to words that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song it is, it's not what you search much deeper within, through the way things are, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, when it's all about you, it's all about you, I'm sorry. It's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm caught up in your presence, I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this whole
fall down and adore the Lamb of God. We bow down to adore the Lamb of God. Forever we will sing of your beauty. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of your mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. We fall down, we fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry,
smoldering breath of God, fan us into
fragrance of heaven. Pour your spirit out. Pour your spirit out.
And that you give your spiritual tongue and your spirit man to pray on your behalf and on the behalf of these others, that we would lift them up in that way. And corporately, I'm just going to start us in the prayer, and we're going to focus where our spirit is praying, and then we're going to do that for 5 minutes, and then the last 5 minutes we're going to come together and pray our scriptures over our people, and you can join with me and maybe pray some scriptures that have come to your mind while you've been here. But I want us to pray them out loud. I want us to do it corporately together. And it's not something that we are ashamed of, but we're also learning to pray while we do this. So it's breaking down our inhibitions and taking away that shyness and that shame off our lives so that we will pray openly. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we come before you. And Lord, we just, for the next few minutes, we just want to lift up our spirits, our language, and just give it over to you, Lord, and let the Spirit take control of our tongue and begin to pray and even prophesy over these people, Father, the things that are to come. And by faith, Lord, we begin to walk out our prayer, living an example, Father, for others, Father, that we would see. Father, I lift up my language, Father, to you in the love for these others, Father, and my neighbors and my friends and my family, Father, that need you. God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ye, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just come before you today, and Father, we've begin to just put our hearts and our minds, Father, towards the scripture concerning what you believe, what you state in your word. Now, Father, I just thank you. Father, that first I pray for us as a congregation, and I pray that we would have the boldness and the courage and the confidence to share the kingdom of God is at hand with our friends, our family, and our neighbors. Father, I pray, Father, that you would anoint us. Father, that you would teach us, Father, how to minister the word to them, Father, in a way that they could hear. Father, that maybe it means we need to change our approach to some family members. Father, that in the past we've shared and it's not seemed like it made a difference. But God, I'm asking you, Lord, that you would help us to become all things to all people that we might win some. Father, that we would become to speak their language that they need to hear. Father, that the Holy Spirit would move through us in this time. Father, that we would be motivated by love, that we would be motivated by kindness and gentleness and patience. Father, for our family members, our friends, and our neighbors. Father, that you said that you would draw all men unto you. Now, Father, we're asking, Father, according to John 6:44, Father, that you, Father, would do your work in their lives. Father, that no man can come to you unless they are drawn. Father, help us be the light. Help us be and live our lives in such a way that they would see us differently. God, that they would be drawn to you because they see a change in us. Father, let our words represent you. Let our actions model you. Let our hearts be moved, Father, towards what moves you in the name of Jesus. Father, let us bear your name and rep you well to our neighbors, to our friends, and to our family. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the God of this world would unblind them right now in the name of Jesus, that God, you would remove the blinders according to your scripture. Father, that you would remove it according to 2 Corinthians, Father, the 44th chapter or 4th verse. It says, God, that you, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, would shine upon them. We don't preach to ourselves, but we preach Christ to them. Right now, devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Their lusts that they seek after. Father, I thank you, Father, that the things that drew them before, Father, would not have the same importance. Father, that people would come across their paths at work. Father, in the grocery store, Father, even at the car wash, Father, that people would begin to reach out to them and just share the love of God with them. Father, that they would see the love of God chasing after them. And Father, that they would turn around and receive that love. God, I thank you that according to Ephesians, the first chapter, the 17th verse, Father, we release the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge upon them that they may know God better. Father, I thank you that those that have been raised in church, Father, that have a bad taste in their mouth, Father, I rebuke that spirit of offense. I rebuke that spirit of religion to come off of them in the name of Jesus. And God, that they would see someone else without religiosity. Father, that they would see somebody that's not shoving the gospel down their throats, but God would give them a safe place, a place of love, God, a place of grace and mercy like God gave us, God, even though we didn't deserve it. Father, that we would respond to that place. We would respond and know by the Spirit moving that there's offense or that there's rejection. And God, we could minister to that. Help us, Lord. Help us, God, so that we can help them. God, I lastly pray, Father, that as we do this 7 days of prayer, Father, that you would increase the love in our heart for what is lost. Father, for you desire to save that which is lost. Father, that your church would be mobilized, that we would be initiated, that we would come alive and go after what matters to you. Father, that we would not be fearful, we would not be timid, but God, we would preach to one another, God, and we would encourage ourselves in the Lord that we could go out and that we could share our testimony, and God, that we could share the love of Christ to all who will hear. Now, Father, we just thank you for this week, for this time, and Father, we just want to glorify you, and Father, by faith, Father, we start using our faith for these souls this week. And Father, for the rest of the year, Father, we put these people in your hands and we believe that we have received when we prayed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, church, I'm just going to give you a last nugget before we leave. I know our timer's run out, but it actually says 6:59. As you drive, if you drive past these places where these people live, their homes, or if you go through a grocery store and you know that your son or your daughter likes a certain food, I know this sounds crazy, every reminder, thank God by faith that they have come to know Christ. Use your faith just like you use it for anything else. Use it for souls. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow at 6 a.m. Go and be blessed, church. Have a great day at work.
A story too good to hide. I was a blind man wandering until I saw.